This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This Saturday, we are all going to be in Stanwood, my hometown, for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. We would love for you to come and join us. We're going to be kicking it off at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon.
Can't wait.
And obviously, if you're going to do a parade, you have to have a proper grand marshal. Otherwise, what are you even, you know, trying to put together?
You need a marching band and you need a grand marshal.
Those are key items. So a few listeners have suggested a grand marshal. My son, Barrett.
Yeah, and I actually, besides Tyler Lockett, who's leaving the Seahawks, who has yet to reply to our social media requests, Barrett's my number two.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I decided to run it by my five-year-old to see how he felt about this.
Buddy.
What?
He's like, I'm busy, Mom. What is he doing at this moment when you're asking him?
He is playing with his new brooder toy, which is a Jeep with a trailer that an excavator sits on.
Well, duh.
Of course.
It always has to have an excavator, right?
Always an excavator.
If Barbie made an excavator Barbie, he would want it,
He'd
right?
be in.
Okay.
What do you know about parades?
That some trucks give out candy and some trucks don't.
Why would a truck not give out candy?
I don't know.
Wait, so how do they...
Mom, why are you asking me these questions? So I look like the person giving out the candy?
Wait, so how do they give candy out? What do they do?
Roll them out of the cans.
What?
No, for real. What?
What they do?
What did he say?
Throw them out of the cab.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And do you catch it with your hands?
No, they throw it on the ground and then you have to get it.
That sounds wild. Do you know what the name of the person that leads a parade is called?
What?
The Grand.
He sounds so bothered by you right
there. He is so sick of my stuff all the time, Steve.
Right? He's like, I'm busy right now playing my excavator.
He sounds like a teenager already.
He does. Danny's like, I'm getting closer and closer to the teenagers.
Let's not talk about that.
The Grand Marshal.
Oh, I knew that already.
You knew that?
Oh, yeah.
So you know how my show, the Daily Mig Show on the radio, is going to put on Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade next weekend?
Short?
Yeah, it's going to be a really short parade. It's not going to be very long at all. But you know what we don't have yet?
What?
A Grand Marshal. What would you think if you were the Grand Marshal of the parade?
All right, Danny, what do you think he's going to say?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be so stoked to hang out with us.
Because he sounds it already.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got to talk to his agent.
He's unsure.
That's true, yeah.
What's in it for him?
How much he's going to get paid for this.
If you got to lead the parade, if you were the first person walking in the parade.
I don't know.
Would you be excited?
Yes.
Do you want to be the Grand Marshal of our parade?
No!
Why not?
Okay.
Don't take a turn.
I really thought we were getting, I was making some headway there.
I respect how you were hyping it and building it up, and then you just, nope, I'm out.
I got doing that until I'm 59.
Until you're 59?
Yeah.
Well, how old are you now?
5.
Oh, we gotta wait a while until he's gonna be the Grand Marshal?
59.
Is this an old person job?
Apparently so.
How many more years until you're 59?
I don't know. Like 60, I think.
So will you be our...
Okay, he's clearly listening to our show too much because his math skills are right on par with mine.
He's as great at math as I am, for sure.
So will you be our grand marshal in 54 years?
Yes.
What about on Saturday? What if I ask really nicely?
Still no.
Oh, crap.
Danny, back to the drawing board. We can't get a hold of Tyler Lockett.
As the great Barrett once said, this is why he's sick of you.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, so what do we do? Do we force him to be the Grand Marshal?
You're his mother. That's up to you. I'm not getting in trouble.
Apparently, he's out. We only have a couple days to get this together. I thought this was going to be a shoo-in.
Can you try and like maybe up the ante? Yeah. Offer him something?
You want me to bribe him?
Oh, like you've never done that before.
Only every day of my life. If I will you, yeah, I'll bribe him. I'll
buy
see what
him
I can
something.
Do.
Get him a green hat or
I'm
something.
I'm always buying him things, Steve. He's so spoiled.
Go to the dollar store and get like a St. Patrick's Day top hat out of paper.
All right. That's what I'll do. I'll present him with a costume and see if it changes his feelings
we
about
are
it.
So effed.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.